You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whanau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irarangi, e wata kaumarima, BFM. It's lovely to have you along. And also along this morning is the wonderful Anna Scottney, aka Kōtero. Morena, Anna, how are you?
Morena sis, I'm good. I'm good, how are you?
I'm so good. It's awesome to be able to chat to you about Kōtero, which is your brand new kind of like audio-visual amazing project. We've been loving Forcefield on this show, but across this whole station. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really happy, actually, that Forcefield is out, eh? And thank you so much for that praise. Yeah, we made Forcefield in 2018. My homie Thomas and I, and so yeah, it's kind of been like a slow and gentle excavation of the audiovisual component, as you say, jamming with my friends Frankie, Sam, Gussie as well, which has been really special from their maidens.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm just feeling really happy that it's kind of had this, you know, this release post, well, in amidst COVID and everything that's been happening in the world right now. It's like a small triumph, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally.
You just put something up and this landscape feels really cool, so thank you, yeah.
Well, one thing I think, I mean, I certainly found about listening to this track and watching the video as well, is it's really like quite a galvanizing song. It's got some kind of like power to it that hit some sort of emotional level that I was on when I watched it, and I was like, this is what I needed, and I didn't really realize it. Can you tell us a little bit about... Let's talk a little bit about Kōtero, the project, and the kind of the name as well. Where did this all kind of come from for you, Anna? Because I know you've got a background in theatre and in sort of experimental performance as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, so I started off and still make theatre and work in cinema. And so for me, I was making zines and I was making work as Ana te Kōtero, which just means Ana the girl. So a random thing about me is that my middle name, Haya, which is Hebrew for the word to life, is actually spelt wrong on my birth certificate.
True.
So yeah. And then I carry my mum's last name, Scottney. And because my family on my Māori side are Tohiti, so whakapapa tu ngai tūhoi and te urewera, I just felt like te Kōtero was like a reclamation of a personal title, given the fact that like the composition of my name, you know, like sometimes if I'm introducing myself to other tangata whenua, I'm like, I'm a Scottney, but I'm actually a Doherty. And then, you know, like when people read my full name, like they're like, is your name Ana Chia, like a chia seed? Ana Chia Scottney. And I'm like, no, it's Haya.
Yeah.
So with Te Kōtero, it just, just being called Ana the girl felt like a real nice kind of title of residence or something, to be the house for some of my art making experimental sort of stuff, you know, across multiple forms of media. And then with music, I just felt like it was nicer to shorten that, condense it down. I like that the word Kōtero, when you say it, kind of feels cheeky, you know, it's kind of got a bounce to it, and the composition of syllables, like Kōtero, it's like nice.
Yeah, it sits nicely in your mouth when you say it.
Yeah.
And Forcefield is an amazing track because it's so vocally driven. It's basically all your voice, more or less, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's been a really cool process, jamming with my friend Thomas, who mixed, engineered and mastered the song. So basically, yeah, I just have been honing a loop pedal for the past few years. And then the process of recording Forcefield, which I improvised one afternoon when I was living in my flat in Point Chev up in Auckland with Sophie and Freya and Vida, I was like, hey, Thomas, here are these kind of scraps of ideas. And then to go back to what you were saying about that galvanizing spirit, I was like, maybe we could start kind of first half of the song as this like slightly emo kind of karakia, you know, like praying to conjure some wairua to get through the tough times. And then like, is there a way we can graduate that into kind of like a staunch stallion gallop of a track so that you could run to it? Because like, I really like, you know, listening to music when I'm driving in my car, especially in Auckland or running.
That's so true. Just that having that like kind of that beat to it, it really kind of picks itself up and like leaps in the second half of the track. And and I think that was where it kind of, like, I suddenly was like, whoa, this is really taking me somewhere. And the video kind of pulls in all of that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the video? It's kind of hard to describe what it's like because it's just pretty spectacular. People should definitely go and watch it after this. But I know you've been looking at some legends in there as well, Hine Titama and Hine Nui Te Pō. Can you tell us a wee bit about what's going on in the video?
Yeah, for sure. So Hine Nui Te Pō is sort of a source of inspo for me. And I just think that Hine Titama's transition into Hine Nui Te Pō. So Hine Titama started off as the dawn girl, kind of with like a Persephone vibe. Mm. And then basically she finds out that Tane is her husband and also her dad. And then I suppose in that sort of existential dread, she transitions and flees to Rarohinga and becomes Hine Nui Te Pō.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes care of us all when we exit the Aomarama and like fly off into Te Rerenga Wairua and go out into that immortal unknown space. And I just thought that that's just like a really cool allegory for those coming of age hours, relationship failures, relationship triumphs, like, you know, being a young 20s cat going through the motions of life, you know what I mean? And so I was just thinking that that could be really cool to look for ways of recontextualizing and kind of being and informing the video, as you say. So basically, my friend Frankie, she designed the music video, and I'm wearing this kind of quite intense pink mouth guard, a little force field, and getting buried in the sand at White's Beach.
Yeah.
We just made it real guerrilla. It was just like, we had 40 bucks. I couldn't drive at the time. So I was like literally hooning around to the dollar stores of Avondale on my little push scooter.
Nice.
That I got from the Salvation Army, like packing up bric-a-brac. And then we were like, yo, it could be cool to make these little clips that read like good grief and old soul. So to add to kind of as storytelling elements for the thing. So it's funny and it's pop and bouncy, but I think underneath you can kind of feel, hopefully anyway, you can feel the influence of those more earnest and genuine kind of spiritual influences, you know?
Yeah, hard out. I think that's kind of maybe what I was like struck by when I was listening to it, because at first I was like, wow, this looks amazing, this sounds incredible, and then suddenly you're like, oh, it's getting me on another level. There's something else going on here too, which is kind of harder to put your finger on, but really gives it some weight as well. And this is the first that we're hearing from Quartetto, but it's not going to be the last. You've got an upcoming record, HD Multinational. What can you tell
HD
us about
Multinational?
This?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to start jamming on the next couple of videos. So there's a song, probably the one I feel proudest of, which is yet to come out. It's called All the Little Birds. And All the Little Birds is inspired by the Toroa, who's the albatross.
Mm.
And I don't know, there's this real beautiful thing that I read about the albatross, which is that on their migration to Antarctica, it's such a long journey that they cry to kind of get the salt out of their eyes.
And
I thought that was... Yeah, epic, hey? And so I thought that was like a really beautiful metaphor for our stoic New Zealand. I'm from New Zealand and I'm hard. So it's like a kind of a story about being self-sufficient with your grief and sadness. But again, I don't know, hopefully fusing elements that are more up-tempo, have that kind of kōtero boing that I was talking about before. And present those ideas in a way that's like sonically interesting and dynamic and new, because, you know, I don't come from a background of making music or have a training in music. So it's just really figuring through ways of conjuring that emotion, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I like listening to music that, like you were talking about, makes me be like, woof.
Something's happening
right now. Yeah. So that's coming through. And then me and my friend Frankie, again, we're going to jam a music video for this other piece, which is called Fuck Forever. And we'll put that, we'll probably put that down at Freiburg Pool in Wellington in the summer. But I need to pause from making music for a little minute because I'm about to go back into shooting my friend Michelle Saville's debut feature film, which we've been on hold from making since March, eh? So it's like,
what a year.
Slightly dicey, like remembering that, but pretty excited to put that down and then come back into HD multinational, which will be real cute and real fun.
Well, we can't wait. I'm so looking forward to seeing where this project goes. If people want to go and check out a little bit more about Kōtero, Queenie Control is a pretty good place to go. You've been kind of working with Coco Solid a little bit. There's a really awesome Kōtero between the two of you actually up on that website. So if people want to find out a little bit more, KUINIQONTROL.com, that's the place to go. And also you're on Bandcamp and all the places, is that right?
Yeah, Bandcamp, and then I keep it pretty analog, to be honest, but I have like just a website, Instagram, all of those digi hacks.
Yeah. Excellent. Hey, it's been an awesome pleasure to have a chat with you, Anna. We're going to have a listen. We're going to have a listen to Kōtero Forcefield now. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Forcefield. You too. Okay, catch you up.
Catch you.
I was running hard.
Forcefield.
Running hard.
Forcefield.
Fell to the ground and I drew blood.
Forcefield.
But I got back up and I ran.
Forcefield.
I got a job to do still
way.
Put my forcefield up like an enemy.
Forcefield.
I won't let you close, I won't break faith.
Forcefield.
I got my forcefield and I know the way.
Forcefield.
Down with the ones that make me cry.
Forcefield.
Takes me up to the dead of night.
Forcefield.
Calling on my body, then apologize.
Forcefield.
I will not forgive it from now until I die.
Forcefield.
He was starting on my body, but I don't want love.
Forcefield.
Got a job to do, that's number one.
Forcefield.
So I send him away and I send him
off.
Put that forcefield up when I had enough.
Forcefield.
I cut off friends even though they're old.
Forcefield.
Had to change tempo, now we're grown.
Forcefield.
Cars beating over big white roads. Like arteries, they open and close. Ventricle, pump the blood real high.
Forcefield.
I should be still, my beating heart. Don't let me break face and fall apart.
Forcefield.
Don't let me break face, oh.
Force field, force, yeah, yes.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.